From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock, September 2nd. 5 from the leagues, here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports. I know what I have to work on. Furry ready to take on best despite US Open exit. Arthur Furry is taking stock after his first round exit at the US Open. The British player faced a tough match against Lorenzo Musetti, losing in straight sets. Despite the disappointment, Furry is optimistic and knows he has areas to improve. He mentioned that his serve let him down, which isn't typical for him. Furry recently enjoyed a remarkable run to the Wimbledon semifinals and reached his first ATP final just last week. He acknowledges that his preparation for the US Open wasn't ideal due to that busy schedule, but he wouldn't change it. Former British No. 1 Tim Henman believes Furry will gain valuable experience from this match. He pointed out that Furry needs to work on his net play and improve his serve's pace and accuracy. Laura Robson echoed this, noting that Musetti's superior skill made a significant difference in the match. Looking ahead, Naomi Brody expects Furry to continue growing, especially as he competes in more major tournaments. His ranking is on the rise, and there's excitement about what's next for him. Next, second, from BBC Sport Tennis. Monfils celebrates 40th birthday with special US Open win. Gael Monfils celebrated his 40th birthday in style with a memorable win at the US Open, marking a significant moment in his career. He faced Paraguayan player Adolfo Daniel Vallejo and, after a shaky start, rallied to win the match 2-6, 6-1, 6-2, 6-0. This victory makes him the oldest man to win a US Open main draw match since Jimmy Connors did so on his own 40th birthday back in 1992. The New York crowd added to the celebration, singing happy birthday during his post-match interview. Monfils expressed how special it was to play on this milestone day, reflecting on the electric atmosphere at Louis Armstrong Stadium. He acknowledged the support from fans and emphasized his desire to put on a great show. Despite a nervous beginning, Monfils quickly found his rhythm, showcasing the athleticism and flair that fans adore. He mentioned a birthday gift from his wife, Elena Svitolina, a watch that added to the day's joy. With this win, Monfils extended his record for the most Grand Slam match victories by a Frenchman, now totaling 131. He looks forward to continuing his farewell tour at Flushing Meadows with his next match against American 14th seed Lerner Tine. Up next, third, from The Guardian Sport. Golf tops Sanna's 6-3, 6-4 in first round match. American saves 3 break points in pivotal hold. 4th seed also has world No. 1 ranking in sight. Coco Gauff returned to the scene of her Grand Slam breakthrough on a rain lash Tuesday night and safely cleared the first hurdle toward another launch, in her pursuit of a second US Open title in 4 years with a 6-3, 6-4 win over Turkey's Zeynep Samez beneath the closed roof of Arthur Ashe Stadium. In form, Coco Gauff serves notice with a short start to US Open title pursuit. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Tennis. Gauff's flaw forgotten on winning US Open return. The sight of a forlorn Coco Gauff hitting serves in the rain on the US Open practice courts became the defining image of her struggles last year. The serving yips were undermining the two-time major champion's talent. Staying out in the persistent drizzle was a sign of how desperate she had become to iron out the major flaw in her game. 12 months on, the 22-year-old American has returned to the US Open with a rejuvenated service game, and it was the bedrock of her 6-3, 6-4 win over Turkey's Zeynep Sanas in the New York first round on Tuesday. Next, fifth, from PFT Alt. Nick Caserio, NFL players going back to college is ridiculous, but doesn't really impact our job. Nick Caserio, the Texans' general manager, recently shared his thoughts on the ongoing turmoil in college football. He called the situation ridiculous, but emphasized that it doesn't really affect the NFL's operations. Caserio noted that if players choose to return to college, they're still evaluated through the college lens, which doesn't change how teams prepare for training camp. He pointed out that the NFL didn't have any players impacted by the recent restraining orders, so it's not a direct concern for them. Caserio also highlighted that this issue isn't isolated to football. It's affecting basketball too, mentioning a player who returned to Alabama after time in the G League. He believes that once a player becomes a professional, they should remain in that category, rather than reverting to amateur status. The debate continues around the NCAR rules and whether they adequately support players' rights. Many players might have opted to stay in college if they had known they could have another year. As the situation unfolds, the NFL will move forward, unaffected by the chaos, except for the fact that players returning to college won't be eligible for NFL teams during the 2026 season. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's via up to the idiots of the Vlodham.